Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It seems like an endless debate. What's the most effective way to lose excess weight? In recent years, at least some of the debate has come down to the question, is it low-fat diets or low-carb diets? To answer at least part of that question, researchers at Brigham and Women's Hospital and the School of Public Health at Harvard have reviewed 53 recent studies on the topic. They say that review makes it clear that low-fat diets are not any more effective than other weight loss plans. With us this morning to talk about it is epidemiologist Deirdre Tobias with the Division of Preventative Medicine at Brigham and Women's. Good morning, Deirdre, and thanks for speaking with us.
Good morning, Bob. Great to be here.
Let me ask this. When looking at sustaining weight loss for at least a year, as we said, you found low-fat diets are no more effective than some others, but are they any less effective?
Overall, we found that it seemed across all diets that none were particularly successful. Low-fat certainly were no more effective than higher-fat diets. We did find that higher-fat, low-carbohydrate diets were slightly better than low-fat. But overall, it seemed that focusing on a percent of calories from fat, whether it's higher or lower, just wasn't an effective strategy for long-term weight loss.
I'm kind of surprised, and I'm sure that a lot of people on the other end of the radio are going to be surprised that none of these diets seem to work.
Yeah, we were surprised and not surprised at the same time. I mean, we've seen a tremendous focus on weight loss and dieting products and stick to this diet plan or that diet plan over the last several decades. But in the end, obesity and overweight have only gone up. So clearly something that we're doing is not right. We did hope to see that maybe one would come out as a winner, but low fat, low carb, high fat, it just seems that perhaps that message is what's steering us in the wrong direction.
Let me ask, what's this review tell us about the best way to lose weight?
This suggests that the best way to lose weight is probably not to focus on total fat. So our emphasis really should probably shift to healthy eating patterns and talking about, you know, foods rather than nutrients, because foods are what we eat at the end of the day. And we know foods that are good for us, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, you know, limiting our intake of red and processed meat and refined grains and sugar. And if we stick to an overall healthy pattern, something like the Mediterranean diet or the dietary guidelines are proposing a great healthy overall diet, if we focus on foods and patterns, then these other nutrients that we think are potentially harmful for us, like saturated fat, those will all fall into place. We'll end up having an overall healthy, balanced diet for a number of reasons, including weight loss.
Should we be counting calories?
If we're serious about actually losing a significant amount of weight, of course we need to focus on calories. I don't know if that means, you know, we need to count every single one, but, you know, eating extremely large portions, which probably got us there in the first place, is not going to be an optimal strategy to take the weight off.
I assume you're not saying avoid low-fat diets completely, because there are health benefits to focusing on eating foods that are low in fat.
Certain foods, yes. So we know that things like dairy and meat products that are high in saturated fat in particular, these are fats that we do want to avoid. These are the bad fats, including trans fat, that we know for a number of reasons, such as cardiometabolic health or heart health, that we need to reduce in our diet. But this is a separate topic from weight loss. And I know this gets confusing for the public when we start talking about good fats and bad fats and total fat. But if we say total fat and villainize all fat, then that leads the public to swap out potentially good fats from things like nuts and olive oil and other healthy cooking oils for, you know, refined grains and sugars that, you know, are technically potentially fat-free even, but certainly no more healthy for us.
Deirdre, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
You're welcome. It was great to be here.
Researcher Deirdre Tobias is an epidemiologist with a Division of Preventative Medicine at Brigham and Women's Hospital. The Harvard School of Public Health and Brigham and Women's review of 53 different studies on low-fat diets appears in the journal The Lancet.